Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dearest Annie, weeks into captivity, and I miss you more than ever.
Dearest Annie? Seems a little formal, no?
I'm a formal guy.
Not with me or not?
Look, can I ask you something, Annie?
Let me guess. Are you going crazy on this island? And that's why you're imagining me in the cell with you?
I just want to know if you're okay.
You know I can't tell you that.
Because you're not you. You're just the you in my brain.
Which explains why I'm only 12 instead of 15.
Fine. I can't even keep you a kid in my mind.
Sorry. So, what are you gonna do today? Finish the note I'll never read? Bang out some more push-ups? Maybe that monkey will come back outside to keep you company. What's his name again?
His name is Monkey.
Where'd you come up with that one?
Look, I don't have time to give clever names to the local wildlife.
Seems to me like you have nothing but time.
My time is best spent figuring a way to get back to you. It's all I've been doing since the moment I got here.
Here we go again.
What do you mean, here we go again?
This is the part where you revisit every detail of how you got into this godforsaken island, so you can try to figure out what you missed.
That's how you solve a problem, Annie. You analyze the details, you pull them apart, and put them back together.
Okay, go ahead. One more time. I was at the party. You were on the jet.
Tomorrow is launch day. Everything is at risk. And Hannigan is exactly the kind of problem we don't need. Especially since there's someone out there who... Oh, hold on. That can't be.
What was that?
Something with the navigational system. It should right itself and...
What's happening?
I don't know. We seem to be off course and the plane is... Listen, Annie, I need to tell you something. About this mission overseas, about where I've been. It involves you.
Me?
Yes. In case I don't make it through, if something happens to me...
What are you talking about?
Trust no one.
What?
I don't want to say too much before I have all the details, but I believe this person means to do us harm. Annie? Annie, can you hear me? Annie, are you there? Drake, what's happening?
The call was dropped, Mr. Warbucks.
I know that. What's happening to the jet? Why are we off course?
I'm sorry, I can't control it.
What do you mean? Is something wrong with your system?
Something. Someone is changing my commands.
You've been hacked. Switch to manual control. I'll fly the jet.
It's too late. Apologies, Mr. Warbucks, for what's about to happen.
What are you talking about? What's about to happen?
In 5 seconds, I'm going to depressurize the cabin.
What?
Once that happens, your oxygen supply will be depleted until you go unconscious.
Are you going to let me die, Drake?
I don't want to. Three.
Drake, do not
two,
do this. I'm ordering you.
One.
Do not. Drake?
Hello, Oliver Warbucks.
Where am I? Who are you? What do you want?
Which question do you want answered first?
Take your pick.
Well, I'm not prepared to answer the second two, so let's start with the first. You're in a jail cell. Well, technically you'd call it the brig.
This is a military base.
It was. Long since abandoned by the Navy, along with the island it sits on. It's not on any maps, so most people wouldn't even know it's here.
You kidnapped me?
Technically, your own jet kidnapped you and brought
how did you get me off the plane?
Is that really what you want to concentrate on right now? There's food in your cell, by the way, all fresh from the island. I know you're used to only the best.
How much money do you want? Not that I plan on paying it, but I'm just curious.
I don't need your money.
So this isn't a ransom situation? What is it? A political statement? Revenge?
Maybe it's just fun. Did you ever think of that?
It won't be fun when I find you and make you pay.
Seems like you're not in much of a position to be making threats right now, Warbucks. But don't worry. The sun will come out tomorrow.
Why did you say that? Is my daughter safe?
Annie? Why wouldn't she be?
Let me speak with her. Let me tell her I'm all right and I'll give you anything you want.
Just the mention of Annie, and you suddenly jump to attention. That didn't take long.
Tell me what you want, you freak.
Not yet. In the meantime, enjoy your meal. The sun come out tomorrow.
Let me out of here! Let me out! Annie! Annie!
Daddy!
Red! You okay?
Yeah. I guess I had a dream.
Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
Pepe, where have you been? Your break ended 20 minutes ago.
You want me to lie or just admit that I didn't feel like coming back yet?
You have a customer waiting for you at table 8.
Waiting for me?
Yes, she specifically requested your table.
Does she seem like a good tipper?
Hardly.
Miss Hannigan.
Morning, Pepper.
What are you doing here?
I just wanted a meal and to chat. See how you're doing.
I know what this is.
You do?
I saw your face when Annie found the locket. You worried about what happens if it leads us to Mr. Warbucks?
Well,
I get it. You have a good thing going. Big job at the office, living in the mansion. You gotta be worried it all goes away if Annie's dad comes back.
I hadn't really.
It might. But Annie's the most loyal person I know. I can't promise you get to keep your big bedroom, but I don't think you get tossed to the curb either. Much as I hate to admit it, you've helped her. A lot.
What about you and Adam?
What about us?
I know you two have gotten close, but after all of this is over, do things change? When you're no longer on a mission for Annie?
I don't know. I tried pushing him away, and he tried pushing me away.
And now?
Well, we had our first kiss last night, in the back of a cab.
Really?
It's no big deal. It's not like Adam's the first guy I ever dated.
He's the first guy you ever dated, isn't he?
I mean, I've been on dates. I guess, why am I talking to you about this?
What? I'm good at girl talk. I am. He seems like an interesting guy. You met his folks yet?
His mom. Kinda. She's in the hospital for a long time.
Oh. Does that mean he lives alone?
Yeah.
What kind of place?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I think he must be embarrassed or something. His Warbucks industry checks go to some bodega.
A bodega? Huh. Where?
Corner of 10th and 149th Street.
Well, give it time and see where it goes. That's my advice.
I didn't ask for advice. But, okay. You gonna order or what?
Actually, I'm not hungry.
Annie.
Adam, thanks for coming to talk to me.
Why did you want to meet here, outside the hospital?
I figured you'd be visiting your mom anyway, and I wanted to apologize.
You wanted to apologize to me?
I was kind of harsh last night about my dad, and I know you didn't mean to hurt me when you showed me those pictures. Just the opposite. You've been so helpful. And it's not your fault that whoever did this set you up too.
I really am sorry, Annie.
I know you are. But I'm gonna need you to help me bring him home. And to deal with those codes you mentioned. So maybe let's start over? Do you want to take me inside to see your mom?
I can't.
Oh, I...
No, I mean, I'm not allowed. She had a setback overnight, swelling in her brain. They're doing some kind of procedure to relieve the pressure. They're gonna text me when there's news.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I brought her a gift. See?
You brought my comatose mom a guitar.
No, Pepper said it helps when you sing to her, right?
I hope so.
And you know me. I'm always looking for an excuse to sing an uplifting tune.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Actually...
What are you doing?
Feels like we both could use a little song in our lives right now.
You're going to sing here? On the bench outside the hospital?
Why not?
I can think of a few reasons.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar
that... Hang on, not that song.
What's wrong with this song? It's my song.
It's just a little overplayed. Can I at least make a request?
Only if you agree to join in.
You want me to sing with you? Out here?
Oh, you're going to sing with me. I'll accept nothing less.
Annie.
You think my dad wanted to sing? I even got the President of the United States to sing once. Are you saying you're better than the President?
Fine. Do you know...
Yeah, I know it. But are you sure? Okay. Like this?
Yeah.
You sing first.
Welcome to your life.
Weeping lizards.
There's no turning back. Even while we sleep, we will find you acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to rule the world.
You're, like, really good!
What? Said I wasn't.
It's my own design. It's my own remorse. Help me to decide. Help me make the most of freedom and of pleasure. Nothing ever lasts forever.
Excuse me, do you own this store?
Why? You're not the inspector, are you?
No, I... Actually, I'm the inspection supervisor.
What do you want? I run a clean shop.
I'm not looking to cause you any trouble. I noticed some metal cellar doors out front. Perhaps someone is living down there.
It's my own design. It's my own remorse. Help me to decide. Help me make the most of freedom and my pleasure. Nothing ever lasts forever. Everybody wants to rule them. Say that you never, 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 never need it. One headline, why believe it? Everybody.
I have to go.
Is it your mom?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Thanks for the song.
Sure. Good luck.
Dark down there. Like, real dark. Here goes... Does someone actually live in this cellar?
Aggie.
Hello?
Aggie.
I don't hear that. I don't hear anything. Go away! You're not real! Oh! Okay. What's this door lead to? What the?
Welcome, Miss Hannigan.
Drake? What are you doing down here?
Allow me to get the lights for you. Would you like some refreshments?
Whoa. So many screens. What is this? Does Adam live here? Did he steal you?
Steal? No. It's an honor serving him.
Serving?
He's a brilliant young man.
I can see that. Drake, what else has Adam had you do?
Hello, Agatha?
Adam!
I am glad you're here. There's so much for us to talk about.
Find your next adventure at gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a season 1, episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history. Hey, parents and teachers, have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.